Today you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 116. Can you write your story before it's become a story? In her recently released memoir, Hourglass, Dani Shapiro says she used to teach her students that writers need distance from the event or events they intend to explore in memoir. I was quite certain that we could not write directly from our feelings, she writes, but only from the memory of our feelings. How else to find the necessary ironic distance, the cool remove? How else to shape a narrative but from the insight and wisdom of retrospect? I've heard this same advice from many sources, but struggled with it in practice. Certain experiences in my life have seemed like perfect fodder for memoir, but I waited to write. Time has passed, years. At this point, critical details and insights have faded, and yes, even the feelings. That cool remove she speaks of seems more like evaporation. Shapiro says her thoughts on the timing are shifting, though. She now sees that even retrospect is mutable, perspective a momentary figment of consciousness. To me, her new approach feels like a much better way, enlivened by real-time action and energy and all the rich texture of now. She writes, if retrospect is an illusion, then why not attempt to tell the story as I'm inside of it? Which is to say, before the story has become a story. I wonder how many stories have mutated as we wait. It happened to me, to a story I thought I might write. I guess I was waiting for perspective before writing it down. Well, and time. I didn't have time to write as I navigated the memoir-worthy events. But had I been savvier and recognized the power of snatching the story while it was fresh, while the feelings surged with the most intensity, I would have done it. I would have jotted more notes, saved more texts, recorded more observations with my smartphone's voice recorder. The way people used to blog seemed to follow this approach. Those who wrote from their lives seemed to blog almost in real time, attempting to tell their stories while they were in the midst of them. Those committed to keeping a journal, like Anaïs Nin, a faithful, some might say obsessive, diarist, wrote, "It was while writing a diary that I discovered how to capture the living moments." Capturing those living moments is the work of a diarist, and perhaps some journalists, and Dani Shapiro's comment makes me wonder if it's also the work of a memoirist. Capture them in real time, right inside the story. Diaries and journals and this idea of a real-time memoir seems to be a practice that helps us look at life even as we're living it. Again, Anaïs Nin said, we write to taste life twice, in the moment and in retrospect. We write to remember the moment, the feeling. We write to document the way it changed us. Is there a story here or just a series of snapshots? Was this a passing emotion or a transformative event? Try it. One way or another, whether or not it's a story of transformation, capture the living moments. Try to tell the story as you're inside of it. Record the songs that play and the color of clothes on the day you receive life-altering information by email. Note the way the old 90-pound dog heaves himself up from his nap and moves through the house and down the hallways on creaky joints to greet the college kids when they walk in the door. Listen for the woodpecker tapping the maple tree as you talk on the phone with your father. Don't decide yet if it matters. Write inside the story that has yet to be a story. After all, if not now, when? If you wait to write after the old dog dies, you might forget the way he cuts a corner and slides his side along the doorframe in his hurry to greet the girls. If you wait, you'll forget that fire and rain was piped through the McDonald's sound system, that your father asked if someone was at the door when he heard the tap, tap, tapping in the background of your call, and that you were wearing jeans with a bit of mustard dried on them when you got the information that flipped your heart on end. The dried mustard might not matter for the story, but you have it on record, just in case. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear. Everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, in your inbox, here on this podcast, or even in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.